And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of Brendan Gill, born Hartford, Connecticut, 1914, graduated from Yale, and at the age of 22 was hired by Harold Ross as a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine, where Mr. Gill worked for 61 years. He worked under four different editors, some fiction, but mainly as a critic, books and theater and films, and his column Skyline about the preservation of historic buildings in the city of New York. The year before he died, in 1997, Brendan Gill published Late Bloomers, a book about people who achieved success later in life: Harry Truman, Charles Darwin, Edith Wharton. He was a great champion of architectural preservation, helped to preserve Grand Central Terminal in New York, wrote a biography of Frank Lloyd Wright entitled Many Masks, served on many boards of directors, the Andy Warhol Foundation, the Municipal Arts Society, the American Academy of Arts and Letters. It's the birthday of Damon Runyon, 1884, Manhattan, Kansas, author of the stories about New York street life that went to make up the musical Guys and Dolls. Damon Runyon, who wrote in a vernacular much of which he invented himself out of his own head. It's the birthday of the novelist Anne Rice, born New Orleans, 1941, who, after her five-year-old daughter died of leukemia, wrote a novel, Interview with a Vampire, about a vampire who's so lonely he turns a five-year-old girl into a vampire to keep him company. And it's the birthday of the humorist Roy Blunt Jr., born 1941 in Indianapolis, grew up in Decatur, Georgia, whose first book was About Three Bricks Shy of a Load, about the Pittsburgh Steelers. His latest book, Alphabetter Juice, or The Joy of Text. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemirov, entitled Going Away. Now as the year turns toward its darkness, the car is packed and time come to start driving west. We have lived here for many years and been more or less content. Now we are going away. That is how things happen, and how, into new places among other people, we shall carry our lives with their peculiar memories, both happy and unhappy, but either way touched with a strange tonality of what is gone but inalienable, the clear and level light of a late afternoon out on the terrace, looking to the mountains, drinking with friends. Voices and laughter lifted in still air in a light that seemed to paralyze time. We have had kindness here and some unkindness. Now we are going on. Though we are young enough still and militant enough to be resolved, keeping our faces to the front, there is a moment after saying all farewells when we taste the dry and bitter dust of everything that we have said and done for many years, and our mouths are dumb, and the easy tears will not do. Soon the north wind will shake the leaves will fall. It may be never again that we shall see them, the strangers who stand on the steps, smiling and waving before the screen doors of their suddenly forbidden houses. Howard Nemirov's poem Going Away, from his new poems published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.